first one was just Marie and I attended that USBA Leadership Academy, and just what Marie start. Was there anything in particular you? I forgot my silly little notebook with all my little notes that I was going to be like, I learned this and I learned this and I learned this, and I forgot my little notebook.
Well, honestly, the thing that I was most wanting to pass on was the information.
Was what you had said.
Yes. The RDAs, and it was a very, very interesting and eye-opening to me. I guess I didn't feel like we had as much control prior to that as I did coming out of that. So most of their situations that they described are different than ours, because this piece of ground that we're talking about is practically valueless at present. But I think it would be advisable for us to go through the policies, the sample policies from the other districts. And I think we should probably, it would be advisable for us to come up with a policy. That's my two cents for it. And one of the things that they were saying is we need to look long term. There were some of them that ended up with situations that they hadn't anticipated, like the one district said that they had signed an RDA, and then they didn't put a time limit on when it needed to trigger. It needed to trigger by when. So it went like 8 years, and the property value went up immensely, and they wished that they hadn't signed it. But they waited and triggered it at the end of that 7 years, so they ended up losing a lot of tax revenue. So I should have thought of that. And then another specific situation that I thought might be applicable was there was another district that said that they came in, everything looked good, they signed the paperwork, and they essentially put in a temporary structure, and at the end of the time that the tax increment rebate ended, they just pulled everything up and left and relocated to another district where they did a RDA, and so they didn't ever pay full taxes. And after they investigated, they found out that that's done fairly frequently. So something we need to keep in mind. But there were several.
Shopping the RDA market.
right.
With their portable tents.
and I don't know if you noticed on here, but one of the options that the district has is hiring an analyst to basically see whether this is advantageous to the district or if there are any things that we should ask for. And then the municipality with whom we work pays for it. And apparently that's done fairly standardly. Anyway, things I think that we ought to look at as we go forward with this. I don't know how much of it's applicable to this scenario because it's a different.
Right. But that's good to have,
well,
be aware of
potential problems.
Mm-hmm. I learned a lot, and you probably haven't had time to go through Canyon's policy, and I'd like to try to get them from those other two districts that have policies, and then maybe we can all go through them and compare and that. But that was probably what I came out of that the most impressed with, was that session. Although frankly, I thought the leadership conference was excellent.
It was. All in general, it was very good.
I thought that the breakout sessions were much.
I think we went to one that we were kind of like,
but
that
was
one,
only one.
Yeah, that one with the showing us the databases or something, and
mm-hmm.
it was like, well, this was kind of.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, like we could have done that on our own, but.
But the breakout sessions, by and large, I thought were much more applicable than the ones at USBA.
Yeah, a lot of them at USBA seem to be a lot more, almost more towards the educator than the student. At least that's how I feel sometimes. Like,
and
you tell us all this stuff that I'm not sure.
I thought it was worthwhile.
Not worthwhile. It was.
I was very impressed.
That was good.
Well, the one I use, let's Wi-Fi password, because the one I had didn't work.
Capital F faculty, 2017.
What was it again?
Capital F faculty. faculty?
Oh, it's not SRMS/faculty17?
I hope not.
That's what we had.
Faculty 2017.
Yeah, 2017 instead of just 17.
Did that work?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
All right, so yeah, so possibly something we need to look at. In lines with that, Stuart Clayson does want us to give him a couple of dates that we can meet in a work session. We talked about it would probably be better not to be one of these work sessions right before a board meeting, because these are usually jam-packed days. And it would be good to have that as a separate one, possibly in the next couple of weeks. So if you want to look at dates and kind of give me a couple, I can send them to him.
I'm wide open the 15th, 18th, and the 11th.
When do they want us to have the final decision by? Because it sounds like they want to start construction in December.
They want to start construction in December is what they said in that meeting.
Which I definitely feel like they got the cart before the horse.
Yeah, we're getting a little...
I've not heard a date from anyone as far as when they would like an interlocal completed by the board. Yeah.
Spring break.
Fall break. Did we say, you said
fall
11? 11, 15, 18.
Man, you sound like
you're really optimistic.
Looking ahead.
Yeah, I know. That's not good during fall break.
Yeah.
So, 15th, 11th.
What about the 15th or the 11th?
I'm good either one. Anybody else have?
Good for me.
Okay. We did indicate, you know, obviously after hours, you know, 5, 6 o'clock at night. 15th is the best one for you. Okay. Should I tell him like 6 o'clock? Does that make sense?
15th at 6.
Okay. I will send that to him and see if he sounded like he would try to make anything work, but you know how that goes.
Well, yeah,
sometimes.
He needs to.
Yeah. So I will send that to him and see if we can firm that up, and I'll let you know. And then, yeah, maybe in the meantime, we need to look through the stuff that Marie sent us.
Mm-hmm. And I'll try to get those others from outside and
from the other districts.
The district members. And maybe if I got the picture, I can email them out.
You bet. And I'll advertise that time in the paper and everything, so it's an official meeting.
Right, as a public work meeting. I will write that down on your report. The one that I came out of there a lot with was our need for a board handbook. Marie and I were kind of talking about a few things after that too. And these are some of the sessions that for me were extremely beneficial. We had several sessions on board superintendent relationships and roles, and the roles of the president and the vice president, and the roles of the board with other administrators, and a lot of things that just, in my mind, needed to be more firmed up. So based on some of those, and then I sent all of you guys links to the three templates that I had, and they varied from like a 30-pager to like a 10-5-pager or something like that. As Marie and I were talking, we're like, we would like to kind of go on the short end of that. We don't need 30 pages worth of handbook, but if we had a good, somewhere between 5 and 10 page, just good outline. And then they talked about quite often, like their first meeting of the year, they'll take 5 minutes in the work session and just review that just to make sure. And then if anybody new comes on, that's given to them, and then we talk about some things. So what I'd kind of like to do, in addition to looking at and creating an RDA policy, is looking at the handbook. So my kind of thought was if we can all just take those that I sent, and then if you come across any others, you know of any others, those are just the three that I was able to get my hands on before the meeting, before we got here today. My intent was to go through those and highlight the parts that I thought.
Have I already given you guys copies of Box Elders?
Yes.
Yes, I think we do have, and I don't think I included that, did I?
So
I think I have Salt Lakes.
That was one that was
two out.
A couple of that.
Yeah.
I know I still have it, so we need to.
Can you send it to me again, just to let me go on with my.
Yes. Yes.
It came digital.
Well, that's the part I don't remember what I did.
I think it was. I can go back to it.
I'd say I probably have it saved somewhere too. I just didn't remember.
I can send it again though.
Would you mind?
Yes. Yep, I can do that.
So I'm kind of thinking of, you know, in the next 2 weeks, if we can kind of get our minds around an RDA so that we have some good questions and some good direction when we meet with Stuart. And then before our next board meeting, if we can all go through some of those handbooks. And I figured even if we just highlighted parts we liked, crossed out parts we didn't like, and then we could kind of sit at a round table and go, I think this makes sense, I think this makes sense, well, that doesn't make sense for us, you know, because obviously we're going to be slightly different than Salt Lake City School District, but, you know, you never know.
Sometimes the simpler the better.
And that's what I'm thinking, you know, try to keep it somewhat simple. The other thing that I liked about that, and one of the things that kind of popped up as I was researching those, is several of those websites had the board policy, and then in conjunction with that, they had just a little one-page informational thing kind of for the public, so the public had a better understanding of what the board's role was. Because often I think we get put in situations because people don't understand
the
role in the process, right? I mean, and obviously, you know, we will do what we can with anything and bring it to people's attention as needed, but sometimes we don't have the authority that I think people need.
Right.
I don't know. You ever been asked, why didn't you fire that teacher? Because that's not my job.
Then whose job is it?
Yours.
We always say it's the board.
I see, know. You're giving us a bad rap. Quit that.
Go on. You want your to fire
it. That's where that's coming from. So, yeah, so those were the two things. Anything else from that you can think of, Marie, that was
No, I was just thinking of poor Larry with a sign that says the buck stops here.
Yeah, that's Larry's door.
No, that's...
No, I like to pass the buck.
Really?
No, yeah. Yeah, everything else, I think. Like I said, Marie said it was a very good conference. We learned quite a bit. I liked that they gave us a lot of time to interact with each other. I liked that because I feel like sometimes we don't, like the one that we went to, they specifically split us up a little bit and then gave us topics to discuss in a round table with other districts. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting to see how other people handled certain things and what their challenges were versus ours. And it was really interesting. In our group with Tintic, which was really interesting, they have 200 total students in the whole school district. And so it was really interesting hearing.
Yeah, we think we have challenges.
Yes, yes, and every one of their administrators and principals teach as well as.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting to hear some of those. And then on the other hand, there was Canyons that they can't find enough place to put teachers to make buildings to have people. Because they grew like by 1,500 students this year or something like that. So it was crazy. But I appreciated that time they gave us. The only other item I have on the work session is just the October announcements and events, which Jared was really good about putting in a great big list for us in your packet. I just had a couple that were sent to me kind of, after I had sent them to Jared to maybe make note of. In the general section, Solution Tree is doing a PLC conference, and apparently there's several teachers from multiple schools attending
yes,
that.
Yes, we have 40 registered for that conference.
Yeah, so that was kind of be aware of that. Cleveland Elementary, their community council is on October 7th.
And I'm planning on being
planning on that one as one that I missed on my list. The other one I missed on my list is Green River High School has a community council scheduled for October 21st.
And the book clips, I didn't see a list.
I didn't see book clips either, and maybe it's not, and all I listed were the events in October, so maybe they have it not scheduled in October. I think those were the only additional things that were not on the list that I sent out.
Do you have a chance to know when the community council was for Planitia Elementary?
It says like October 8th, October 10th.
I know, what time?
What time?
Yeah, I should have put generally times, like 3 and after.
Usually they're not after school.
Some are going at 12:30.
Oh, that's right, there are a couple that have done lunchtime ones.
Next Monday, at 3:30.
If you double check their website, it should be on there. That's a good note, I'll put times next time.
Well, I just threw dates on there.
What if you text Jody and find out?
And then I assume everybody got.
Could one of you text Jody and find out?
An invitation from Dana.
Oh, yes.
If JR has her number or something, so.
Has everybody made it yet? Because I was thinking I'd go for the next, I can't remember what date, next week.
I think, yeah, I think Monday is the next one, I think the one I was looking at. Didn't see that one. Neither did I.
Probably send it to my.
Probably send it to your school district email that you don't read.
Doug, is there a way to link that to our personal emails?
He's not listening to you.
We can create an alias or a port. What I would suggest is in the email groups that we have, that we just put the ones that you actually check instead of the homeschools.org. And now that I'm interrupting, I also, Corey's helped me, you guys were talking about community council. We're trying to build a community council calendar, so if you use Google Calendar, you should see that there's a Google Calendar for community council. We're going to try to update that, so you guys.
Like an invitation to it, too.
Yeah, so it should just pop up in the screen.
That would be really helpful.
And then as we get those dates, as they update them, we'll try to keep that calendar current.
They should pop up.
Either way.
So you probably didn't get the invite if you didn't check your email.
Probably not.
But if you'll forward me or text me, I'll try to get that forward so that.
Get it forwarded so they get everything. Okay. In the meantime, I can forward that invitation from Dana.
But if it's Monday, it's the same time as this community council.
That's true.
There's several of them. She's got them several dates in several classes.
Oh, good.
She's trying to hit most of the classes to do that. So there's several of them. I think just the one I was looking at was on Monday. But those, that might be interesting to attend. Especially because she was very gracious to make sure we were invited. Anybody else have any other?
Did you have any notes from the Board Association Superintendent meeting for September?
Yeah, see, I just jump around and miss things, don't I? Yes, the notes that I have from our Association Board Superintendent meeting, I know EEA had requested possibly another day for those to meet because of faculty meeting conflicts. Were we able to do anything different, Larry, or were you just...
I haven't done anything different. I can.
And so we kind of talked back and forth whether we should or shouldn't, or if it was as big of a deal as I thought was there. The other item was rescheduling the 3-year calendar committee meeting, and if I remember right, that was resolved. Is that right, Mary?
Yeah.
Did it get rescheduled?
No.
No, they rescheduled the other interference, or made the other interference work. Kurt and Neil had mentoring meetings or something.
Yeah, mentoring workshop, and we rescheduled that one to that next Monday, the 21st.
Okay. So there was a conflict there, so I know we talked about that. From the staff association, she has reported there were a few things from each school from their safety reports that need to be worked on, and Carrie's been made aware of those. There's Carrie in the back. And she said, honestly, they were small things, but our maintenance and building crews are working through those. So that was her main thing. other two items have been passed, are already passed, but there, we had Minter early out on September 23rd, where the schools had site-based DLCs. Juvenile Justice Committee met on the 30th, which he's a part of, and I imagine we'll get an update on that in our bulletin. They talked about the Safe School online courses that everyone needs to complete. That is being rolled out. PowerPoint presentations that were sent out. Make sure I'm not speaking out of turn. Make sure I'm getting all my notes in the right place. And then they have, those are the ones that all of the employees need to sign. I want to say acceptable use, but that's technology.
It's Safe School stuff.
And they have to sign that they've completed that training.
Yeah, the online training includes a quiz that they have to take and pass at the end, and then it registers at the main site so we can check and see who is in compliance. Yeah, there are two of those. The other one was code of conduct, which was site-based training. We did the administrative training, and then the PowerPoint on that went to principals. They used that for site-based training, and then they had to sign a document indicating that they had had the training. That was for everybody, bus drivers, CNP workers, custodians, faculty, staff, everybody.
Okay, and that was that policy that we adopted not too long ago.
Yeah.
It was the side hugging policy.
That's the one.
There were other things in there, but that's the one that I latched onto, I guess.
Better than the sunscreen
policy.
I've
seen a lot of that going on.
Just
since
side hugging.
Policy, yeah.
We have to.
Right.
Well, if I remember right, the policy is if they initiate, that you're okay. and then last thing, they just mentioned the teacher evaluations. The on-track program that had been being used
right.
for that is being...
It's being phased out. It's no longer being maintained by the state, so we're using a Google form for that now. It's the same evaluation, essentially, just a different data platform.
Just a different way to collect. And
yeah.
I think that's anything else that I'm missing on that?
Nope.
Anything we have? I think that's everything I have for our work session. Any other questions or discussion items you want to?
Just that's one thing I just wanted to say on the decision committee thing. I just mentioned that Marie was here that I requested to have us badges.
Badges.
Just because that's important.
It would be nice if it were standard because I keep wearing mine from Canyon View down to the elementary, and I have to my. It would be nice if they were all the same.
I think the recommendation in our meeting was we're going to create board members their own compartment, so it'll just be board members no matter where you go.
Mm-hmm. Look at him go.
Oh, he's brought up.
He's like magical.
Wow, he is magical. Ask and you shall receive. My goodness.
You go, Carrie. I always say Carrie's the man.
I know. There we go. We are good to go. And yeah, and that is a good idea with our with the policies in the schools that you need to check in and have your.
I don't have one for Connor, though. I guess he'll have to.
Darn it.
He's going to have to hang out at the high school.
I'll stay at the high school.
Up to you.
But I'm
going to
activity
code.
Hey, what am I nominated on?
We can do that, too.
What are we doing?
20 years younger and 20 pounds lighter.
Oh.
You can have Doug's picture.
I'm going to say he's going to do a golf appeal. If you trust me.
I'll get that one in handy. Just like a photo can we use?
Like with
great
aged.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't mean to do that.
That is a really good idea.
And we did experiment today with laminating them, and I think that's something that we need to do.
Really? Good. Well, look at you, Jenzy.
All right. She's got a fire. Good job.
Good.
buy gas with it.
Yeah, can we tie my the district account to it somehow?
No, it won't.
Probably could.
That's phase two.
Just a bad.
We have a lot of authority now. We have pictures on IDs. Now we know where the buck is. Wait a minute. Megan. Okay, anything else that we need to kind of prepare for? Lost it. And I did mention to Kenzie, I haven't totally lost strategic planning. We've kind of talked about that on and off. At this point, I just felt like if we got a board handbook in place first, that would give us a little bit more easier place for us to start, kind of get ourselves in line, and then we can.
Good idea.
I have been collecting a few strategic plans from some other districts, and same thing, they vary from a page to a 100-page document. So I think we're all in favor of kind of less is more in a lot of places.
So I did go to a strategic planning, and granted it was for credit unions. One thing that they kind of, that I liked is, like, they always talk about, like, they have a section that they wanted to work on, and it's like facilities, membership, and technology. So I thought that was kind of a good start, like facilities, what do we need to upgrade, what do we need to change, what do, you know, whatever. And, you know, essentially instead of membership, it would be like staffing, you know, schooling, you know, like children, you know,
right,
maybe
right,
that kind of
students
and technology, I'm sure, you know, that's always a big, like, where do we want to go, where are we at, where do we want to go, you know,
right,
kind of
so maybe
like
break
that.
It down into
so they're pretty
three
broad,
or four
but
broad
you can take
categories
it,
that
yeah.
Then be.
I mean, it doesn't have to be that, but I just thought, you know, that was kind of a good idea. Facilities, membership, and technology, we could that one over.
Yeah, a couple that I have looked at. One of the school districts did that, something, I think it was JUAB. They had one, and they called it the portrait of a graduate, but then they broke it out into like four areas of student.
That's a state office.
The state office had one, but JUAB had one too that was a little bit more in depth as well. So yeah, I have the state office one, and then JUAB kind of took it and went almost overboard. There's this very detailed. But they did the same thing. They kind of then broke it up into like four basic categories, you know, educational, social, emotional. God, I can't remember them all. Anyway, I will share all those with you as well. So just wanted to make sure everybody realized I haven't, it hasn't totally left my head yet, but we need to work on that as well. Right, well, we've got 2 minutes. We're going to breathe for 2 minutes, and then we can go into our data meeting.